It's 95% effective and nearly ready. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what Pfizer says about its coronavirus vaccine, saying there are no serious side effects, and it plans to seek FDA emergency use authorization within days. It and Moderna's may be available next month.
I can assure you, I'm very confident it will be safe and effective.
Republican Congressman Buddy Carter is taking part in a coronavirus vaccine trial as COVID keeps surging. Most deaths in a day in the U.S. since May, over 1,700, and record hospitalizations, prompting many states and cities to limit gatherings ahead of Thanksgiving. Fox's Rachel Sutherland has more live.
Dave, in its weekly report, the coronavirus task force from the White House says there is aggressive, unrelenting, expanding broad community spread across the country, and that holiday travel and gatherings would amplify transmission considerably. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar told the Fox News Rundown.
The more people you get together, the greater the risk. The less likely you're going to be able to be social distance. The less likely people will comply with wearing masks.
The panel says current efforts to slow the spread are inadequate and must be increased to flatten the curve. Dave?
Now, Rachel, President-elect Biden keeps adding to his incoming White House staff, though he's not getting cooperation from the Trump administration. Kayleigh McEnany, White House press secretary, told Fox.
This president has always said he will engage in a peaceful transfer of power if the facts bear out that way.
And she added.
The president believes, and so too do many others, that if every legal vote is counted, he will remain president. He's pursuing litigation.
And Boeing has gotten FAA certification to allow 737 MAX jets to fly again, after they have been grounded since March of 2019 following deadly crashes overseas. Boeing still has to upgrade software and also have new pilot training. America's listening to Fox News.
That's the holiday spirit. Speaking of which, Simply Safe Home Security is having a huge holiday sale. Right now, you can get 35% off a new system and a free camera at simplysafe.com/holiday. That's 35% off the system U.S. News named the best of 2020. Simply Safe protects your whole home 24/7 with monitoring by professionals. The sale ends soon, so go to simplysafe.com/holiday for 35% off and a free camera today.
Dell Technologies just announced their Black Friday sale. They're releasing new doorbusters every weekday, plus up to 50% off cutting-edge tech for your business. There's no better time to upgrade your small business with the latest laptops and desktops with Intel Core processors, plus there's free shipping on everything. Yes, everything. Give Dell Technologies advisors a call. They'll identify the right tech solution for your business. Call 877-ASK-DELL or go to dell.com/sbblackfriday. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. With 64 years of industry connections to have products in stock when others can't. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service. There's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center. And when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters. The best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane, rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals you can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, with four locations to serve all of your tire needs.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
Back up to 86 today with sunshine, 57 overnight tonight. Sunny and 85 tomorrow, 61 for tomorrow night. And then Friday, partly sunny and 85, 57 on Friday night. Light winds through the week.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I'm Kimberly Kale. I'm the Executive Director of Chamber Chatter, and we are here this morning with Tom Tyree, Yuma County Superintendent of Schools, and he has a couple of special guests for us this morning to talk about ABET. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Kim, and thanks for having us. We're delighted to be able to be here again and talk about a program that I think is really not only good for education and our students, but also for our community. It's our ABEC Middle School Career Exploration Program, which is a lot more than just a career exploration, although that's a big part of it. But I've brought along with me today, and really delighted to have with me, two of our business partners today, which I think fits in really well, obviously, with the Chamber and its focus and goals. We have, first of all, a gentleman that's been with us since the beginning of the program, and that's Clint Harrington, who's the president of Pilkington Construction. Clint's been a great business partner with us and works along with our students and our schools to do programs in the area of construction. And we have a new person that actually is just coming on board with us, and a name that a lot of people are familiar with in Yuma, and that's Eddie Guzman. Famous tacos and beer establishment, and also going to be opening up a great new steakhouse in Yuma. And we'll talk a little bit about that later on. And, Eddie represents the area of culinary, obviously, and that's been one of the areas that we've been trying to really build up in our program, and certainly have a lot of interest. A lot of people just want to learn how to cook, and I get to be the recipient of it sometimes, but others do it because maybe that might lead to a real career or a profession, which is the case in Eddie. So Eddie's case, and so he's quite an entrepreneur, as is Clint, and so they're here to talk a little bit to you about why they think that this program's important.
Eddie, I heard him say you can teach people how to cook. My husband's hopeless. Can you teach him how to cook?
Absolutely. And first of all, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
And I'm grateful to be in here. Thank you guys for the invite. And I'm grateful for being part of this amazing journey.
And Clint, good morning. I mean, your reputation precedes itself, too. So we're so grateful to have you here this morning to talk about ABEC.
Well, good morning, and thank you. You know, I don't think we mentioned what ABEC stood for, right? Arizona Business Education.
Yeah, we probably should mention
Coalition,
that.
Coalition, you know, so everybody understands the acronym. But, you know, thank you, Kimberly, for the compliment and having us on the show. You know, what an exciting organization. What an exciting thing that we get to do with our middle school students. You know, I'm a dad of a freshman in high school, eighth grader, sixth grader. And so I feel like I have a real good snapshot of what we need for our youngsters here. And, you know, the amazing thing about the ABEC program is that people like myself and Eddie get to go out and work with our junior high students on just kind of introducing them to alternative post-secondary career choices. And if nothing else, I actually think the program just makes them better individuals, right? You don't have to be a professional, you know, culinary expert like Eddie to know how to cook, right? If
right.
My kids were here, they'd tell you that if I had maybe had experience a little bit of culinary back in the day, they wouldn't eat so many Domino's pizzas.
Oh, okay, got it. Well, and clearly, I mean, to me, it's important, too, that, I mean, the construction background is hugely helpful. I mean, we've been doing repairs around our house lately, and you know, a lot of kids, as I discovered, you know, you and I have spoken in the past, one of the things I discovered when I was running an apprenticeship program up in Phoenix, we had, you know, 20-somethings that had never used a tape measure before. So I think it's great that they're being introduced to all of these things at a young age.
Mm-hmm. They're life skills, right? You know, learn how to change light bulbs and do work around your house and whip up an amazing meal for Valentine's Day. Or, you know, we have ag, we have first responders. We have a whole bunch of courses that we offer for the kids to get experience with. And I just think it makes us better individuals to have exposure to this, and perhaps a few of those kids might want to pursue a career in one of the, you know, career paths other than the traditional doctor, lawyer, engineer that we all hope, you know, push our kids to be, you know. And the big thing about ABEC, you know, and I've been on the show before and I've talked that, you know, I did the traditional path. I went to U of A, got an engineering degree, came back mm-hmm. to Yuma and did a four-year apprenticeship for being an electrician. And so I kind of did it backwards, but really, you know, it showed me the importance of the trade schools and mm-hmm. that, you know, that the path that you think you're going to take that maybe your parents have, you know, pushed on you because they believe it's the best path for you might not be the best path. And so, you know, Eddie actually has a kind of an amazing story that I'm really excited to share with the kids. You know, I don't want to steal your thunder, Eddie. No. Why don't you tell them that?
Well, first of all, I think food and the culinary, it's not really just working in a restaurant, but I think it's universal in every country that unites families.
Mm-hmm.
When you're having a meal, Thanksgiving, Christmas, it doesn't have to be a Thanksgiving or a Christmas, but every time you sit on the table with your family, when there's a mom or whoever's out cooking, it's a show of love. Mm-hmm. Same thing we do in the restaurant. I mean, that's the way our appreciation to our customers, and we try to do the best we can in providing the best meals as possible to make them an experience, to give them the best experience as possible when they come and join a restaurant, when they go to my house, family members, friends, and it's something that we want to show to the teenagers, to the kids. You know, give them excited. I mean, if it's a career path they want to choose, I would like to be a mentor, and I would like to be a part of it.
Okay, so can you tell me a little bit more, Eddie, why did you want to be part of ABEC?
Because I'm very strong when it comes to the community, and as a matter of fact, I'm starting a foundation where it's focused on teenagers. Give them hopes where they seem down, especially right now with COVID. I know they're getting desperate, being at home, mm-hmm. and give them the experience, the socialized experience that make us human, you know, make us to interact with other people, give them that experience of customer service, being in the kitchen, make them leaders, and that's one of the paths that why I decided I want to be part of this, and I'm grateful.
I'll say, you know, I mean, I'm excited about this. I think having alternatives for everyone, college isn't for everyone, and the trade schools aren't for everyone. Mm-hmm. I often have people that kind of, because I've been such a proponent over the years of trade schools and career and technical education, I sometimes get people surprised that, no, I'm good with college, too. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a matter of going down the path that is best for you. You know, you spend a lot of waking hours at work. Hopefully you like what you do, because if you don't, you're going to have a long, miserable life. And so it's more a matter of finding what you like, and it sounds like both of you have found what you like to do and introducing them. So, you know, to me, this is great for the business community as well, as far as, like, teaching young people different career paths, but making them understand that they can have these career paths and then we can kind of get some trained people. And so I'd like to go a little bit more into that after this break. You are listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
At Nationwide Vision, you can get two pairs of eyeglasses for just $99.99, including no-line bifocals. Call 1-800-EYECARE or visit nationwidevision.com. Taking care of Arizona's eyes for 35 years. Nationwide Vision.
Listen right here on 560 AM KBLU from 8 to 9 AM every Monday morning to Life, Death, and the Law, where Sean Garner and Adam Hansen discuss estate planning options. Spend Monday mornings 8 to 9 a.m. with Sean and Adam from Deason, Garner & Hanson and learn how you can plan your estate using a will or a trust. to protect your family and secure your legacy. That's Life, Death, and the Law every Monday morning from 8 to 9, right here on 560 AM KBOU.
Ho, 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 ho! Merry Christmas! Are you ready for our Christmas sales at Hyundai of Yuma?
Whoa, wait up, Santa. It's not your turn yet. It's November!
Hyundai of Yuma is giving thanks to everyone by giving away prices on their new vehicles.
It's the Turkey Sales Event.
They have $6,000 off on their new 2020 Santa Fe's and $5,000 off on the all-new 2021 Tucson's. To add the stuffing, they're taking off $4,000 on all 2020 Elantras. Now that's a way of giving thanks to everyone. To top that all off, all new Hyundais come with America's best warranty. 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. So there's no better time. By the way, what happens when cranberries get sad? They turn into blueberries. So stop by and visit my friends this month at Hyundai of Yuma on 1125 East 32nd Street or call them at 928-344-1100. And have a happy Thanksgiving, everyone. All prices plus tax, stock fee, and registration rebates are in lieu of any special finance offers.
The Russ Clark Show is brought to you by Quick Refrigeration, now offering excellence in professional plumbing services as well as heating and air conditioning. Visit them at getcoolquick.com and listen to Russ Clark Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m.
If you ever get annoyed, look at me, I'm self-employed. I love to work at nothing.
And we're back on Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU, and we are here this morning talking about the Yuma Arizona Business and Education Coalition, or ABEC. So you'll hear us say ABEC. And we are here with Clint Harrington. Good morning, Clint.
Good morning.
And Eddie Guzman. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Tom Tyree's still here. He hasn't left us. He just doesn't have a microphone. But good morning, Tom. And so let's talk a little bit more about, I mean, there's a website that I actually have been on numerous mm-hmm. times as I wanted to get familiar with this. What more can you tell me about the different programs and sure. everything that's going on with ABEC?
Yeah, I was just saying on break, sometimes, you guys, I'm dealing with ABEC every day, so I forget that not everybody understands it completely.
Right.
You know? So for those out there listening, go to Yuma, Y-U-M-A, ABEC, ABEC.com, and you can see a bunch of wonderful pictures, all the modules that we have. So ABEC is a junior high career exploration project. It's statewide. You know, Yuma's become the flagship for it. It's amazing. They gave it to Yuma because, as Tom would say, we get things done. And it's amazing, in the last 2.5 years, we've become the example of what the rest of the state follows. And so the modules that we have are agriculture, construction, engineering, public safety, health occupations, management and entrepreneurship, culinary arts, media, digital media production, coding robotics, and we're looking to add automotive to that list, too. And there's 7 schools that are involved in the program. So it's the Crane School, Centennial and Crane Middle, Castle Dome, 4th Ave, Gila Vista, Woodard, and Ron Watson. Correct.
Yep. Perfect.
There's a Facebook page, too, and that has all the wonderful project photos. You can see the kids that are building bridges, that are you know, doing these hang glider shootouts, catapult projects. So, you know, jump on Facebook. You guys are probably on there a bunch anyway. And
yeah. Exactly.
And follow the ABEC site.
Okay, and why would you say, why was this in middle school?
You know, and Tom and I have talked that middle school might not even be early enough. You know, you want to grab the kids, you know, introduce them to all these wonderful things that they're probably not looking at. And, you know, hopefully in the future we get down into the grade schools. But, you know, the kids are required to pick a career path as early as freshman year high school.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what we're trying to do is just show them all these other wonderful things that they may not be thinking about.
Well, and I actually saw a study, it was last year done, and I'm sorry I can't remember the exact study, but it was done for careers in construction because that's mm-hmm. the field I was in. But I bet culinary is very similar too, and other trades as well. Basically, they were showing that the kids, like toddlers, if you ask a toddler about construction, they love it because they've got the toy trucks and they've got the everything. And other kids, I mean, my kid wanted to be, well, I will admit he wanted to be a cook for McDonald's, but we were trying to steer him to culinary school, but he had the play sets, you know, to play pretend he was cooking, and I actually let him help me cook. And the little kids felt very strongly about the trades and never even once thought about being some have thought about doctors, but definitely not lawyers or anything like that, certainly not management. And then as they got older, you could actually see that phasing out as they started hearing more and more about college and more about, oh, well, you need to do this or you need to do that, whether it be from teachers or their parents or just our society in general. And that's, I agree, that I'm not totally positive middle school is early enough, but to me, that's great. So how has it been received by the schools and by the students themselves?
So I think it's been received by the students and the faculty at the school. It's been wonderful. I haven't heard anybody say anything but positive things. You know, there's no downside to this program. You know, it's interesting, you know, 2020 being the weird year that it is, there's always bad and good with any situation. Well, we all know the bad with COVID, but the good was that we were kind of forced to, you know, approach it from a different angle. And so what we did is we started to compartmentalize these modules and produce take-home kits for the kids. So when the kids are in quarantine or when they're, you know, at home doing off-site learning, they can still participate. And I think that was a breath of relief for the teachers and the kids to have something to do when they're, you know, faced with this very strange year in education that we're doing. We've done videos on YouTube, and so it's really kind of challenged us to figure out other ways to provide the material and the message to the kids. And it's been really successful, surprisingly, this year.
That's perfect. So, but on a typical year, because clearly we all know that 2020 has not been typical, what would you have done? What would you, like, go into the schools and show them things, or how exactly does this work?
Yeah, so last year, in 2019, let's pick the construction module. There's lesson plans, you know, integrated with all the construction projects. There's a AZCIS lesson plan. So, you know, every problem that the kids are trying to solve, I really think of this as, no matter if it's culinary construction, it's just a critical thinking exercise, right? No matter if you're going to cook Thanksgiving for 100 people or you're going to build a marshmallow shooter, one of the things that we teach the kids is there's a whole lot more to construction or cooking or anything than just doing it, right? There's a lot of thought and planning, and that involves time and money, things that you deal with every day in real life. And so, you know, you don't pick up a hammer in construction until we say about step five. And most kids wouldn't probably think that initially. You know, there's a lot of thought that goes into it. So we would, you know, teach the kids. We go in there in 2019. We challenge them with a marshmallow shooter project. How do you move three marshmallows 5 foot from point A to point B? We give them a list of materials that they could build with. There's a cost associated with each one of those materials. They design them. They order their stuff. We provide it. They build it. We do a shootout. And then the most important part is we do a post-activity analysis that they can ask themselves, what went right, what went wrong, what could they have done better next time? And, you know, that develops those soft skills, communication skills, the teaming skills that are important no matter what you're doing in this world. You need to be able to be, you know, proficient at that.
Well, and one of the things that I know we talked about last week, you know, that the listeners didn't have the advantage of that, but we were talking about math. And I'm guessing, Eddie, you use math on a regular basis?
Absolutely. I tell my younger kid, I got a funny story that he got me in trouble with school. When we first opened the restaurant, he was nine to ten years old, and we used to take him to the restaurant and help me a little bit there, and then we used to take him home. So he made a comment, I guess he was trying to be all cool, and made a comment that we were keeping him really late in the restaurant working. So he was falling asleep in school. So the principal called me and said, like, Eddie, what's going on? Why? I was like, you know, like, pretty much... child abuse, but no, but I think Matt, and I used to tell my kid, Matt, especially in cooking, if you want to be successful, you got to learn about percentages, you got to learn your food cost, you got to learn your labor cost, just as construction. I mean, yeah, at the end of the day, it's still a business. You want to make people happy, absolutely, but also you got to learn your numbers and the purchases, your food cost, your margins, how much you're purchasing, how much deal you're going to get after you train all your meats. So it's a lot of math involved and also science, you know.
Absolutely.
So I think that's there's a lot of information, and I encourage kids, you know, especially Matt. I think Matt and cooking is... it's a lot. Like when I say we don't, like, he doesn't give him a hammer. I mean, we don't give him a knife right away. Once once they jump in the kitchen. I mean, there's steps you gotta follow. And one of the things is follow policies, follow procedures, follow especially use safety.
Well, and I used to use food, especially pizza, when I was teaching fractions. You know, So I would let the students choose whether they wanted 1/4 of a pizza or 1/8 of a pizza or 1/16 of a pizza. And they very quickly learned which size pizza they, you know, which size of slice of pizza they wanted. But I'm just thinking of even just simple cooking at home. I need to know, you know, a lot of times if I need to double a recipe or something like that, I need to know that 2/4 of a cup is a half a cup and things like that. So, I mean, there's a lot of math involved in these careers that people don't think about, but I know that students tend to find it more fun when they're learning math and some of the other skills, doing it practically, because then all of a sudden it makes sense why they have to know what fractions are, or in construction, Clint, geometry, that scary, scary word, geometry.
Mm-hmm. When I think about the Harbor Center that Eddie caters, right, that amazing event. There's a lot of planning that goes into that for you.
I mean, we usually start planning since September, October for February. And in fact, I mean, the point is we won't be happening this year. I mean, we got other plans for this year, but but there is a lot of plans. There's a lot of meetings, numbers, in order for make sure we don't run out of food. You know, make sure everybody gets fed, and also we don't waste also a lot of food. So there's a lot of involved, and I think we encourage kids, especially I'm excited to be part of this program now that this is my I'm just jumping in, but I think there's a lot that can be done with the junior high, and I like Clint said, I mean, even like elementary is a good way to start with, just so they can start a little by step. I started when I was 10 years old on one of my uncle's restaurant, and ever since I fell in love with food. I told myself, you know what, I'm not gonna be hungry again. And I told, only way not to be hungry is to work in a kitchen. So and I fell in love, and it's a desire that kept me going.
Perfect. So Clint, we kind of got off track a little bit. I did it. So I was started talking about what they actually do. So they build a project, but hammers are not till step 5.
Yep. Or building is not, doing is not until step 5. You know, we'll go back to define the problem, you know, state their knowns and unknowns.
Mm-hmm.
They need to do their design. They need to apply a time and a cost component to it, you know, and then they'll go ahead and build. Really what we want them to do is just think, do it, and then think again. And, you know, we had Jeff Bird with First Bank Yuma made a wonderful video for the kids about the financial component to that. You know, the Harvest Dinner doesn't pencil. You know, if Eddie doesn't do it right, construction projects don't, you know, you go out of business if you don't do the, you know, the financial analysis on it. And so we're trying to expose the kids to that too, to say, hey, there's a lot more to this than just what you think. But, you know, there's, and it can be very high end. You know, you can cook very simply for yourself, or you can do these amazing catering deals like Eddie does. And so I think there's room for whatever kind of participation a kid would want to do. You know, there's, in life, there's room for McDonald's person like your son wanted to be, all the way up to the high-end stuff that Eddie's doing. And it's like that in the construction field, too. You can be the person digging on the shovel, or you can be designing, you know, hospitals. So.
Right. Well, my family would be lost without somebody cooking at McDonald's, I think, especially when we lived in Phoenix. We ate there pretty regularly. but you're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. We'll be right back.
Is your air conditioning system ready? This is Russ Clark for my friends at Quick Refrigeration. They have been cooling and heating Yuma since 1955, and they can replace your old and inefficient AC system. Now is the best time to replace your AC system. Special financing is available for up to 60 months. New AC systems are 30 to 40% more energy efficient than those installed just 10 years ago. Bottom line, Quick Refrigeration can keep you cool and save you money. Special financing and reduced energy bills are yours. All you have to do is place a call and request a visit from one of their professional technicians. Start the saving today. Call Quick Refrigeration at 782-3691 or visit getcoolquick.com. Don't wait until your AC system goes down. Call the best in town, Quick Refrigeration.
Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, exclusively offering Hercules tires. A new level of performance and versatility. All weather on and off road strength and durability. More security, more control, more stability. Longer lasting, outstanding warranty and road hazard protection. Get your Hercules tires at any of the four Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros locations. Or use the Tire Finder online at edwhiteheadstirepros.com to choose the perfect tire. Pay online and schedule your installation appointment. Free pickup and drop off for a hassle-free experience. Guaranteed.
El Dorado Broadcasters is searching for creative problem solvers to join our team of marketing professionals where we help businesses be more successful. Here's what it's like when you make a career working with El Dorado Broadcasters.
I'm Donya Weeks. I've been with the station 4 years now. The best part of my job is working every day with local small business owners, helping them promote and grow their businesses and participate in local events that not only celebrate the Yuma community, but also help keep it close-knit and strong.
Apply online at edbroadcasters.com/careers.
Holidays are bustling with activity. Handle it all with Happy Honda Days. Bring skis to the cabin? The Honda CR-V and HR-V make it easy. Take on the season with financing as low as 0.9% APR on the 2020 CR-V and as low as 1.9% APR on the 2021 HR-V on select models for well-qualified buyers.
See your Southwest Desert Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
Back on Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. Before we get back to our conversation about ABAC, I want to talk a little bit about our golf tournament that's coming up on Saturday, December 12th. We are going to have an 8 a.m. shotgun start at Desert Hills Golf Course. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're kind of doing, it's called the Driving Business in Yuma Golf Tournament and Expo. We will actually have an expo out there a little bit as well, and we'd like to invite anyone that would like to come out and have a lot of fun to come on out. Foursomes are $400. Individual golfers are $125. We do still have a few sponsorships available, but we have plenty of space still for golfers. So we hope you'll join us. Check out our website, yumachamber.org, and just go to events, and the golf tournament should pop up. So let's get back to talking about this amazing program that we are fortunate to have here in Yuma County, ABEC. And Clint, I'd like to get a little bit more about, I mean, you've been doing this, a lot, as you said, a long time. What can you tell us, what are some personal experiences that you've had with this program? How has it worked?
So the 4th Avenue Junior High teacher's amazing. It's David Cohen? Colson. Yeah, Dave Colson. He got Teacher of the Year last year. Really great guy. He's doing the construction class. And so they did a bridge project where they challenged the kids to build a bridge that would hold a gallon of milk.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and so if you look at our Facebook page, the Yuma ABEC Facebook page, you can see all these projects. There's a turtle crawling across one. And anyway, so one of my buddies' daughter, he's a welder and he works in ag, and he helped her build a daughter named Sophie helped her build a steel bridge, and they took a picture. It's on our Facebook page. She has a welding mask on, but you know, they reached out to me and said, you know what, this is amazing. He got to work with her. Mm-hmm. Little father daughter bonding time. And do this really cool project. And he was so excited that he said, I know you're a part of this, ABEC. I want to say thank you. And she really enjoyed it. You know, so, you know, that when I hear stuff like that from the community, it's amazing that the parents reach out. You know, I'm a construction guy. You know, I went through one of these programs. And so I feel like I understand what the Yuma kids are kind of thinking a little bit more than maybe somebody else. And so it's interesting that, you know, one of the things that I hope that the kids gain, that I see that the kids need, that Eddie mentioned yesterday at lunch with Tom and Heidi. We're over at Tacos and Beer chowing down, and he said they need soft skills. It's the communication skills mm-hmm. that the kids need. And so, you know, the kids that go through the trade schools, they say test better, right, and do better in college. And I think that you don't have to pick one path or the other. My experience is, you know, U of mm-hmm. A and then a trade school. You know, I see the kids. We have a AWC CTE grad that works for us. I had another one that came in yesterday. I'm meeting with them on Friday. So we're open to hiring these people. When they go through a CTE program, a STEADY mm-hmm. program, an ABEC, a trade program, they just do better. I think they can think a little bit more analytically. They communicate better.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in the construction world, if they will show up on time, keep their phone in their pocket, and they can communicate, they're already a halfway to being a star employee, you know.
Well, and I don't think people realize that, you know, because I ran apprenticeships for years. I understand what's taught in an apprenticeship program. But, for example, the last apprenticeship program that I was really seriously involved with, our last semester was actually very little hands-on anymore. It was a lot of leadership training, management training, you know, all of the soft skills that you're talking about, how to lead a team, even if you're not performing. And making sure that everything is moving forward. I mean, by the time they've gotten that far, they know what they're doing with their hands. We also make sure that their minds are developed as well. So I agree. I think this is great in middle school. So, Eddie, what would you do? Like, of course, with COVID, we're doing everything Zoom and everything, you know, a little bit different. You know, we're going to teach them how to cook on Zoom, which is interesting. That's how I feel about construction too. But if you could do whatever you wanted with these students, what would you do?
Well, first of all, I was at the principles of why do they want to cook, and why the importance of discipline, the importance of socializing, the importance of communication, especially in the kitchen. There has to be a lot of communication. Somebody can be with a knife, they turn around, there's no communication. I've seen it happen so many times. I've been in the restaurant business all my life, and I think especially as a customer service, as a server, as a waiter, it really depends on your communication skills and how do you transmit your passion, your job to the customers. It really depends how much you will pay. I have servers, and I don't know if it's okay to talk about numbers, but I got servers that someone get over a six-digit number. You mm-hmm. know, they get over $100,000 in serving. It really depends. Some of them, they don't.
Right.
So, I mean, they get the same amount of customers, but it really depends how much effort you put into it, how mm-hmm. much knowledge you put into the menu, how much knowledge you put into the your work, the passion that you transmit, your desire to transmit to your table. It really has to do a lot with the discipline and that
right.
self-discipline.
And do you think, I mean, once COVID is over, that's something that you could show the students, like maybe with a site visit to a restaurant or something like
that? Well, absolutely.
That?
I mean, we can do some videos from our kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Bobby Flay does it. Sure he does it. You know, Emma Lagasse does it.
I just want to beat Bobby Flay.
I mean, we can do some videos, and we can put them on Facebook. We can put them on show, and we can send them the products that I'm cooking on a video. We can send them to their homes, to their houses, and
mm-hmm.
they can prepare the same quality as we have in the restaurant. We had done it before. Same quality, same ingredients. I send them a recipe, and they can follow the recipe at their house.
Perfect. So, Eddie, as I mentioned during the break, they couldn't hear us. As I mentioned, your reputation precedes itself. I'd heard your name, I said a million times in the 2 months since I've been here.
I appreciate that.
But I hear that you have a really interesting story about trying to get a job.
Well, it is interesting. I didn't went to culinary school. I had to pretty much do my own, but when I first starting, I went and applied to this restaurant. I got denied. I got denied and three times. I started working in different restaurants, from Burger King, Jack in the Box, Country Club, and trying to work my way up. And I kept applying. I kept denying because I didn't have a culinary degree. Well, I didn't have the experience in a fine dining cuisine. After several years, I went back and I spoke with the chef who was in charge, and I told him that I would go in as an intern without getting paid. That opened his eyes, you know,
mm-hmm.
to them. I mean, it was like, you know what, it's a labor cost effective. They won't be spending labor. And after 3 weeks, I was hired as a cook. And it was interesting that now it happens that I own that restaurant now. and it is interesting. After being denied, I dream about it. I dream about working into that restaurant. And now it is no longer Juliana's Paris Cafe. Now it will be Juliana's Steakhouse, which will be opening the beginning of the year.
Awesome. That's really exciting.
And Eddie, you know, depending on what's going on with COVID and everything, there's a possibility, as long as the stars line up, that we could have ABET Kids and Culinary come by and view your operation, right, and see how you...
Oh, absolutely. There'll be a lot of opportunities that we go through a lot of weddings, a lot of events, and want them to give them that experience. I know they can go back in the kitchen, they can see, and they can start. They can start as an intern with us. We want to build a very strong foundation in the culinary program here in Yuma.
Right.
We should almost start a module, work ethic, right? I mean, when I listen
right.
to Eddie's story, which I love,
mm-hmm.
is that's one of those things that I think the kids get by being in the trade. Not that you don't get that in other things, but
mm-hmm.
is you just never give up. It's all about hard work and determination. To walk in there and say, I'll work for free just to show them that you're worthy, that speaks volumes about your character, Eddie. And I think that, you know, my kids, I watch them because they're 15, 13, and 11, mm-hmm. could use a real shot in the arm of that, you know, to help them. And no matter what you're going to do in life, if
mm-hmm.
if you have that kind of drive, that kind of dedication and work ethic, you're going to be successful.
Well, and I know that, I mean, I've been on the website and I was kind of looking at it because I think it's a great program. But businesses can go on the website, right? And,
correct.
And help out. Because to me, this is a huge, you know, shot in the arm for even the business community here, because they can get skilled workers starting as far back as mm-hmm. junior high.
Yeah, as a employer in the community, I feel like we're obligated to interact with the schools. You know, you can't complain that the kids aren't coming out, you know, ready for work if you're not part of the solution. And it takes very little effort. You could Zoom a video and send
right.
it in. You can show up when it's okay with COVID
right.
in the class and be a guest speaker. You can, you know, provide some money for materials. You know, whatever capacity that anybody listening to this would want to help out, there's opportunity for you to help. If you go to the yumaabec.com website, you can see a lot. If you go to the Facebook site, you can see a bunch of cool pictures. So if you look and you go, that looks really neat.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to contribute. I'd like to participate in that and get in front of these kids. Heidi Jones' contact info is on the
right.
Website and on the Facebook page. Reach out. You know, maybe you could tag along and see what we're doing, you
mm-hmm.
know, watch the projects we're doing. And it's I always tell everybody it's the best part of my day, you know,
mm-hmm.
going in there and working with the kids, teaching. And giving back, it's so much fun.
I think it's great that they can, like, submit a video or something, because I know both of you are extremely busy people, but you still have managed to find the time to be part of this program and show these kids. So it's something that doesn't necessarily have to be take a lot of your time, but can be extremely helpful. Would you say that's correct?
Correct.
Okay, and then real quick, I know we're going to be going on a break pretty soon, but I'm going to turn this over to Russ, because tell me a little bit about what this would mean for the automotive industry if we could start up automotive.
Like most industries right now, and I know building and everything else, we're looking at forecasting shortage of personnel, a shortage of people. And if we can get to these kids like you guys are doing, to let them know about these kinds of educational opportunities and careers in the future, which are great careers. Like you've mentioned, in the restaurant industry, people making six-figure salaries, same with there. You know, anything's available to you,
mm-hmm.
from holding a hammer to holding the plans to holding the ownership.
Correct.
It's all available. And if we don't stimulate and get out there and do it, so I'm excited to get involved in the automotive end, to let them know they're technical careers. You know, there's a lot of education behind it. There's a lot of need, and there's a lot of I don't know. I think enjoyment. I mean, all the techs I have enjoy what they're doing, but somebody gave them an opportunity.
Yeah, like you said, stimulate. And I think the other part of that is to celebrate. You know, there should be a lot of pats on the back for a young man or young woman that ends up in culinary or ends up in construction. It doesn't, you know, I think a lot of times the kids feel like they weren't good enough, smart enough, if they didn't go on to one of the major universities and follow a traditional post-secondary career path. And there's so much out there. You guys know that. It's easy where we sit to see that. It's hard when you're 13 to understand that. And so I think that as a community, we should help celebrate the successes when they graduate from the CP programs, the culinary programs, because they are a wonderful achievement.
Something both of you have said, though, I mean, in your own careers, and Eddie, you mentioned it, there was a passion and a drive or something in you that said, I've got to do this, I'll volunteer my time, I'm dedicated, I'm devoted, and that's what we need to stir up more than anything,
mm-hmm.
is that dedication and devotion. And that comes from exposure to opportunity,
mm-hmm.
to create that and spool that thing up. And once you get that, then it'll be self-fulfilling.
Agreed.
We can get that done. With that, we need to go to break. We'll be right back. AM 560, KBLU.
What happens after the voting locations close? This is Secretary of State Katie Hobbs. In Arizona, you'll start to see election results around 8 p.m. on Election Day. However, these early results will change as county election officials continue to verify and count ballots. This takes time, so please be patient as election officials work to ensure every eligible vote is counted. Throughout the process, you can track your ballot and find updated results at arizona.vote, your trusted source for election information.
Truckmates, Yuma's Fix Up, your pickup truck store, is Yuma's home for Snug Top shells and lids. Snug Top, designed and manufactured to the highest standard, industry-leading quality, and trend-setting design to protect and complement your vehicle. That's Snug Top. Truckmates is also your Line-X spray-in bed liner dealer. Line-X, number one in America for spray-in bed liners, with nationwide warranty coverage, is now available and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray-on team at Truckmates. So protect your vehicle inside and out with Line-X spray and bed liners and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates. Truckmates is also your home for BDS suspensions, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessories for 4x4 off-road truck and Jeep enthusiasts. And BDS suspensions are backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. BDS suspensions, Line-X spray and bed liners, and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates in its brand new building, same location, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
There's a lot going on in the world right now, and getting your tax refund is as important as ever. The locally owned and operated H&R Block offices in the Yuma community are here to help you safely get your taxes done. Just drop off your documents at H&R Block, and a tax pro will do the rest. We'll get through these challenging and uncertain times together, Yuma. So if you need a hand with your taxes, H&R Block is here for you. Drop off your taxes today at their offices in Yuma, the Foothills, or San Luis, and let their experienced tax professionals help get your taxes won.
The Russ Clark Show is brought to you by Quick Refrigeration, now offering excellence in professional plumbing services as well as heating and air conditioning. Visit them at getcoolquick.com and listen to Russ Clark Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m.
El Dorado Broadcasters is searching for creative problem solvers to join our team of marketing professionals where we help businesses be more successful. Here's what it's like when you make a career working with El Dorado Broadcasters.
I'm Star Favreau. I've worked for El Dorado here in Yuma for 16 years. El Dorado has been a steady and successful place to work during all the economic ups and downs over the years, and it still is today. I work in accounting and human resources and enjoy a fast-paced but fun work environment.
Apply online at evbroadcasters.com/careers.
Your world is created by what you focus on. Right now at Nationwide Vision, when you buy one pair of eyeglasses, you will receive a second pair 50% off. Taking care of Arizona's eyes for 35 years. Nationwide Vision.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU, brought to you by Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. Thank you so much to them for sponsoring our program. And so we've got Tom back on the microphone. We've been playing musical microphones here in the studio. So Tom, kind of summarize all this for us in our last segment that we have left about this program and what it means for the schools and the community.
Kim, first of all, thank you once again for giving us the opportunity to come and share with you. And I guess my first comment is that Clint was talking earlier about how this is always one of the best parts of his day when he gets to do that. Well, I can tell you right now, this is my best part of the day, getting to sit here and listen to these great young men in our community. And the really nice thing about it is both of them are local people. They are successful. And they're giving back to their community, and they give back to it in terms of their resources as well as their time. And I hear a lot of people tell me that, Tom, we've got to create these opportunities, and one of the things we want to do is make sure that we keep our kids in Yuma. Well, we need to do two things. One, we need to give them the opportunities to stay here. And obviously one of the ways we do that aligns with what Chamber goals are, which is to build up our business community so we can offer those things. But the other thing is to make sure that we have a well-trained skilled workforce. And, mm-hmm. and that's one of the things that people really look at if they're interested in locating a business or expanding here. And so they look at programs like this. I have talked to Julie Engel, for example, mm-hmm. from GYEDC, and when she went back to another state to make a presentation, she actually asked if she could use our website as kind of a slide, a PowerPoint slide, mm-hmm. to show people in another state that were thinking about bringing a business here what kinds of opportunities we have here. So that's one of my thoughts, and just listening to their engagement,
mm-hmm.
and you can feel, even through the radio here,
right.
the passion that they have,
mm-hmm.
but that's one of the reasons why they're so successful. Off mic or during the break, we were talking about the drive that people have. There's something that's very common or consistent in people in terms of what makes them successful. And these two young men have that. But it's that drive. It's that that work ethic that mm-hmm. people develop, and I think this program is a big part of that. The other thing I said earlier that at the beginning of the show that the program was about a careers exploration, about exposing young people to the different professions and different opportunities they might have, and that is a big part of it. That would be something you would expect with the name Career Exploration, ABEC.
Right.
But the other part of this, for me as an educator especially, and as somebody that also, we were talking about this yesterday at lunch, about our experiences when we were growing up, to me, it really comes down, when it comes to learning, it really, the issue is an issue of engagement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when we take on a new module, we were talking earlier about looking at automotive as mm-hmm. an example. I want it to be something that really engages students. I want it to be fun for them. I want them to be hands-on. You were talking earlier about fractions and about, mm-hmm. And Eddie, the same way, about how math is important to do that. Well, it gives you an opportunity to really understand why is it I'm learning these things in these other classes. It's also an opportunity to integrate those things into what we're
mm-hmm.
doing. And so it provides good engagement, great learning opportunities. So when I'm talking with our leadership team and other people about a module, what we're doing, one of the things I'm asking is, okay, so what are the learning opportunities in this? Where can we incorporate math? Where can we incorporate mm-hmm. science? Where can we incorporate the communication skills,
mm-hmm.
Reading and writing? Learning how to read and write technically is a big thing.
It is.
You know, we a lot of times the reading that I did earlier when I was younger was a lot of reading in the classics and kind of in the literary effort. But what we know is that people need, you know, when you go down and buy that new television set or whatever, you have to be able to open up the directions and put something together, which means you have to be able to read technically.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something we need to work on. So these things that we're doing provide the engagement that I think is the key for all learning.
I agree. I mean, because a lot of these things, even, you know, I was looking at something, you know, my son is a junior in high school. Most people know that by now, and I often get when he's in a class, when am I ever going to use this? And trying to get him to do that assignment is crazy. But put him in something like his engineering class, where he's learning skills that he thinks he will use, even if he wants to be an engineer, but let's say he decides not to be an engineer. Again, the technical reading, the team, they had to build a project as a team, and that teamwork. And it was easy for me to explain to him that the rest of your life, you're going to be involved in teams. I don't care what you're doing, what career path you choose. I mean, from, you know, doctor to working in a restaurant, to, you know, being a lawyer, to all of us, you know, all of our careers right now, including Russ over here, who's being quiet because I stole his microphone, but, you know, all of us work in teams, and that's a huge part of this. And it becomes a huge part of career and technical education.
You're correct. And, in fact, once again, we were just talking about this yesterday when we were having lunch over at Eddie's place. But we were talking about this idea we have about expanding into automotive. And the idea ultimately is for our students to maybe build some sort of a vehicle, a mini vehicle. And one of the things I was stressing was that I thought it was really important for us to form teams for the students to work together, because that is a, and you know what, the American tradition has been sort of this rugged individualism.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I get that, and that has been a big part of our country, and but we know working in teams is really important. We've learned that from, well, there was a gentleman that lived here in the United States and actually had to go over to Japan to teach him his theories and thoughts about people working together. I'm sorry, his name escapes me right now, but I used to study and remember talking about him a long time ago. But we have to be able to work in teams, and I don't know hardly any profession, mm-hmm. any line of work where people can't not be able to work together. People who can't do that are not going to be successful. So you have to be able to lead, but before you lead, you have to be able to work with other people.
Right. I mean, at the chamber, clearly, I have a team. You know, I mean, I'm one person. I can't do everything that we need to do. And I feel like the team thing has become even more important in this era of COVID, because it's harder to work as a team and harder to know how to work as a team when you're trying to do it virtually.
I think you have to be able to do that. And the other thing that COVID has taught us, but other things have as well, is that you have to be able to adapt,
mm-hmm.
and you have to be nimble. And
mm-hmm.
so we've had to adapt and be nimble with our program. Our program's been going for 3 years, but we haven't had an entire year when we've been able to do really pursue it. You know, the first year we didn't start until December. Last year, COVID hit at the end,
mm-hmm.
and this year it's hit us at the beginning. So we've had to really adjust. And you heard some examples that both Clint and Eddie gave of ways we could do that. So that if you don't adapt, you don't survive. And so that's part of what we've had to learn as well.
Well, and I think that's really great that you're able to do videos still with the kids, and especially some of this hands-on stuff. I mean, I already had the, you know, culinary was spinning in my head, you know, okay, well, I send them a grocery list. And to me, that makes it even more so because they really have to plan now because they got to do their own shopping. Mm-hmm. And especially if you gave them a budget that they have to stay within. So they can't buy, you know, they've got to figure out how much they're going to need. And same thing with construction. I mean, we talked a little bit, Clint, back, he has a microphone right now, but we talked about the glider project and building the balsa wood gliders, and so there are things that they have been able to do at home and still participate in this program.
Well, exactly, and you know, the other thing that for our listeners, people who are listening this morning, the other thing that you just absolutely couldn't have missed was the passion that both these young men have
mm-hmm.
for giving back to the community and the passion they have for young people and their willingness to do that, and I suspect to some extent that's probably because they had some people in their life that helped them along the way to do that as well. So for those people who are out there, as Clint said earlier, there's lots of different ways to join us, to help us. You know, you can help us with your time. We have a lot of different ways that we've adapted. You can do videos, do things on YouTube. Excuse me. And we'll take your money, your resources. Well, obviously, the one thing about middle schools is that we don't have quite the same facilities
mm-hmm.
that, for example, our high schools and our community college does, which, by the way, does a great job as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had to adapt and do some things along the way to make sure that we can do these kinds of programs without necessarily having all that equipment and machinery that we need.
And with that in mind, I would like to invite everyone to visit yumaabec.com. That is YUMAABEC.com. There actually is a very easy place. I mean, you can actually see a list of all of the different types of careers that they have on there. And it literally has in there become a teaching partner, donate materials, contribute financial support. So they make it really easy to participate in this program, whether it's you don't have the time but you'd like to contribute financially, or you just have a few minutes, you know, to make a video or whatever. It's a really great program. It really supports our business community, and it's really helpful for the kids too. So you've been listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU Eldorado Broadcasters LLC nor its affiliates nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.